All right, good morning, Brock and Hunter.
Here we go.
What are you talking about off air? Some guy and his $250 dessert?
Oh, man. Yeah, just kind of scrolling by. A dessert, this is what it's labeled, a dessert for a $250 tasting menu. And, dude, it looks like a is it a tomato? It's like a tomato, some cheese, some glaze of something. Dude, it's absolutely absurd.
I just think the older I've gotten, the more I'm like, God, I'm just not paying that for food. It's just nuts. You go out to some of these dinners, and by the time you leave, it's $150. For what?
What's one of the fanciest places you've been?
Oh, God. I think
we went to the top of the Paris building in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they had like a crumb guy. So like you'd be sitting at the table, right? And like you'd like be eating your bread and like some crumbs would get on the table. He'd have this like tiny little plate and like a tiny little fork and he'd go scrape it on the plate. I'm like, dude, like it's fine.
It's
like,
fine. Yeah. I'll get the crumbs later, but where are you at in life where you're the crumb guy?
On top of it too, dude.
Crumb guy, come here now. I have crumbs.
You know, the waiter, yes, talk like this. He was like a butler.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I've once or twice, I think when I was living in Chicago or in the suburbs, I maybe went out to a nice one. I don't like doing it. I look at the menu, I'm like, oh my God, you know what I could get at the grocery store for this? This is nuts. Oh, it's
that's
experience.
All you can really think about, too, you know?
Yeah.
Here's another thing, too. Just because you turn the lights off and it's like every one of those restaurants is like dark. Dark. I got to get my cell phone out to see anything, you know?
It sets
just
the mood.
Just because it's dark doesn't make it more expensive.
It's mood lighting. Yeah, actually, it should be cheaper because they're saving money on their electric bill. You should knock a few dollars off that steak I'm ordering, man.
My God, turn the lights up a little bit, guys. Yeah. Come on.
But it's just getting expensive everywhere. Even now, Taco Bell, man. A taco's up like a dollar. Yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts. Okay.
Couldn't imagine what the top of the signature, the Hancock building or whatever. Couldn't imagine what that is now.
Ridiculous. Even food trucks are getting, hot dog carts are getting too expensive, all right? I want to go there. I want to get a hot dog that's been sitting in that water for 3 days, all right? It should be no more than 50 cents, okay?
My brother paid for, it was a $50 salmon, right? And, dude, he held it up and you could see through it. It was that thin. Like, no joke.
Yeah, just because the guy's got a thin mustache and a French accent doesn't mean I need to pay.
He was pissed. Yeah. I was pissed, too. I'm like, dude.
So we're leaving. Hey, where's the rest of my meal, sir? Excuse me?
I guess we're going to go hit up Hot Now later. Yeah,
That's right. God. I'm just going to forage in dumpsters. It's cheaper that way. Anyway, yeah. No more expensive food. It's ridiculous.
Come on.
All right. We got to get to it. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage has you covered and something really for every budget. So give them a call, 269-429-6007, and they're going to get you taken care of. Awesome crew there. They'll work with you, and like I said, just get you taken care of. Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. And it's local. That's what I love, too, man. Locally owned, so they care about you. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
Can't wait.
Grease the weasel. It's more of a phrase, I guess. Grease the weasel.
You got to call it a weasel.
A little hairy. Kind of. It's long, you know. That buck teeth.
It's the...
Grease you know. The weasel.
Why did you have to get a gallon of it? God.
That 55
really
gallon
greasing drug. That thing up a lot, aren't you? Yeah, it's just lubrication, man. You know, it's the KY, the Astroglides, the what's the other one? The
I think that's it.
2000.
Lube 2000.
Now in a 55 gallon drum.
Grease the weasel.
It's greasing it up before you do the deed, man.
Well, a little more, it's masturbating. That's what it is. Yeah.
But I was going too into detail.
It's masturbating. That's all it is. You're greasing the weasel. Example, I always grease the weasel before a big date. You don't want to go in there, you know, fully loaded.
Loaded gun.
Yeah, you gotta relax yourself a little bit there. Is that hair gel?
Is that a real thing?
I grease the weasel before any major life decision. Clears the head, right?
Before every show.
Yeah, before every show.
You so good. I got a clear mind.
Before we bought our house, before I got married, grease the weasel, man.
You need to
need to stop greasing
if
the weasel.
If you're
going to
tell me that a fella isn't thinking clear after he greases the weasel, all right, after he pops one off, you're lying, man. All right.
Think about that. Really is the truth, though. Yeah. If ladies out there, if you want the truth from me, man, that like the 30 seconds right after the deed,
boom.
That's your window. Right there. That's your window right there.
If he's been alone in the bathroom for 10 minutes and you don't hit the shower on,
you're asking the hard hitting questions right at that moment.
As soon as he opens that door, hey, you'll get it. You'll get the answer. You'll get the answer. Anyway. All right. There
truth
you go.
Truth serum. That's what I call it. It's white.
Hey, speaking of grease and the weasel, I got to take a break. We'll be back with more. That is your dumb vocabulary for today. Brought to you by Binterest Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back. Now listen to me.